This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We're so excited to be here. So make sure you grab some snacks and some comfy clothes and let's dive into another fun episode. Heather, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm super bright today.
Yeah, you are. I'm here for it.
I'm taking your advice on brightening up my wardrobe. I'm doing good, though. How are you?
Good. Yep. Just doing the thing every week. The same.
Working out always. Yeah.
If I'm not in my house, if I'm not in my house getting in protein, I'm at the gym. So that's where my life is right now. So
I need to be, I'm really trying something new.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was telling Alvar the other day, so I've been eating like these past few weeks just because we've like since spring break, it's been Easter and we've had I've done things with my mom and we were on spring break and so we've kind of not been on our normal track, right?
Of course. Yeah.
So I've been off track, haven't been working out like slim to none, and I'm lighter than I am when I'm eating good and working out. So this video for the past, I want to say 3 or 4 months, I keep seeing this video and it's like, I don't know if it's God trying to tell me something. But I continuously, and I've liked it. So I've liked it. So I shouldn't keep seeing it, right?
Yeah. It should move on. Okay.
It should move on, right? But I keep seeing it. It's not an ad. It's a regular reel. And it's this girl that basically is like, based on what I was at in life and my hormones and all that kind of stuff, I had to stop. She ended up going to a naturopathic doctor and they did labs. They did all these things. And he was like, why don't you just try eating cleaner, but not working out a ton like you've been doing.
Yep.
Like your body in the state it's at right now, working out actually increases your cortisol.
I was going to say that it's stressed.
And your body will hold on to the fat.
It's in survival mode.
So I told Dava, I was like, you know what? This I've noticed that several times now that my body literally loses weight when I'm doing my worst. And I understand it's a little bit of muscle. I understand that to an extent. Yeah. But I'm like, why am I always heavier when I'm doing so good? So anyways, my new thing is I am going to eat cleaner. I'm not going to be incredibly strict because, you know, whenever you're incredibly strict, you will end up just cheating and binging.
Yeah,
That never works. Yeah. When you completely limit yourself of even ever having a gram of sugar, you're
then all of a sudden it's like a kid's birthday and then the whole thing is ruined.
So I'm going to eat clean, but I'm going to go the really simple approach of maybe walking 2 or 3 times a week and then doing a simple 2 or 3 times a week, just a simple 15-20 minute mat Pilates. And I want to see what my body does.
And that's going to feel good. You have to think about it too. You're not stressing your body. That's going to definitely not raise your cortisol levels. That's going to be good. Your body's going to feel nourished from that. It's going
to
be good.
So I'm really curious to see what happens because I'm one of those people that I go balls to the wall, right? So when I'm doing really good, I will walk after every meal. Mm-hmm. I'll weight train. I will do all the things. So I'm I need to step back.
Yeah. It's simplifying everything, right? They say that about skincare routines. Everything is back to the basics. We have to simplify everything because our bodies are telling us what they need. So,
well, also some people, exactly. Some people need that, right? And I used to need that, but I just don't think that. I think where I'm at in my life and my hormones and all that, I think I need to woosah.
That's totally okay. I feel that you could be onto something there, for sure.
I want to try it for a solid
21 days.
2 months. Or a month and just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Because this girl, during her thing, she didn't work out at all.
Okay. Yep.
At all. She's obviously I lived an active lifestyle. Yeah. I didn't literally sit on my couch for the whole time.
Yeah.
But she lost 40 pounds.
That's amazing.
And she's my bot. And she's I used to be in the gym all the time. Yeah. And why am I not getting skinny? Yeah. So I'm all right. I've seen this video 500 times. It's God trying to tell me something. And then I've also noticed it myself. So I'm going to try it.
Yep.
and see what happens.
And that's why you always see people who do really well when they step back from weight training and like really heavy strength training and go to just Pilates and like yoga. And all of a sudden they feel the best that they've ever felt in their whole entire lives, because you almost just go back to like something that your body needs, but while still being healthy. Like,
yeah. And everyone needs something different. Yeah. Like once I get skinny, I would love to go back to like fully weight training and like building that muscle and all that. But I think I just need to get back on track first. Yeah.
But I feel like that'll be a good plan.
We're going to try that.
Yeah. I think that'll be good.
So that's what I've been up to. That's my new plan.
I like it. And it's going to be healthy and happy for you. So I think it'll be exciting.
And for the viewers, we did not sign up for the marathon because it was sold out immediately. So we still have a goal to like run. What our goal or like when we're going to sign up for one, I don't know. Because like we really were excited to do the Disney one because it was like something very distracting and fun. And like we can make a trip out of it and whatever. Now that that's gone, it's kind of like.
Yeah.
Like all of the marathons that are like major ones that are fun are like already like sold out for next year.
Yeah. You have to book them super far in advance. Yeah.
So, and we literally got on at the time somebody said, but there's like a queue and then people that have run before get ahead of you in the queue and then boom, gone. So
it wasn't meant to be. So
it wasn't meant to be.
You'll find something else.
I'm not supposed to run my marathon. Yeah. My body's in healing mode, guys, right now.
That's fine. We'll do like a fun half, or we'll find like a fun like mud run or something to do together. That'll be fun.
Yeah. 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 But my real question for you is this. Telepathy tapes that is going viral.
The number one podcast on, what is it, Spotify and Apple or whatever?
It's beat Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's consistently beat Joe Rogan, but it did beat him several times because I don't want to give inaccurate information. I don't know how many times. But it also, a lot of people think that it kind of spiraled. I don't know if this is true, but it kind of spiraled because he actually spoke to the girl that does the podcast.
Oh, okay. So Joe Rogan had her on.
He had her on.
Okay, gotcha.
And then I think obviously all his listeners listened, and then it kind of like just took off.
Yeah, because people were super curious, as am I. Like,
okay, so we haven't really listened fully to the podcast or anything like that. We know of the situation. We've seen some videos. We know about it. What are your thoughts?
Honestly, it's very precarious, right? Like I think a lot of families who initially heard about this were very like optimistic and hopeful that this could be something great for their families who maybe have like an autistic child or a nonverbal child. So a part of me was like really curious. But then now that I've like dove a little bit deeper and we've looked at some of these articles, I'm like, is she scamming us? Like, did we fall for like some gigantic kind of like hoax, like a social experiment? And I'm just like, ooh, like this is spicy. Like,
yeah. So this telepathy tapes is basically, if you haven't heard of it, it is basically this doctor. Is she a therapist? She's done like documentaries and all that kind of stuff. But her name's Kai. What's her name? Kai.
It's like a, let's see, how do we pronounce this so we don't butcher her name?
I'm pretty sure it's Kai something.
Yeah.
Anyways, she does these. So she's the person doing Kai Dickens.
Yes.
She's doing the podcast and she found this like doctor that did these studies about parents that telepathically communicate with their autistic, like their nonverbal autistic kids. And so they discovered that there's a lot of parents that believe this and like they wanted to bring them together and kind of do like a little study. And so this girl has a background in documentaries and was like, I want to get together and do a documentary, and ended up spiraling into like she also did a podcast version of it explaining it. So it reminds me very much of they tell them you love them,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Definitely instant feeling on that. Like
instant feeling of scam, right? Because if you've seen the documentary Tell You Love Them, it's this girl that basically is like, it's facilitated communication.
You're right. Yeah.
Yep. Communication. Yeah. So basically these nonverbal people or whatever communicate through these people that like type out what they're saying and stuff. I don't understand it, but we've all determined we think that's fully a scam.
Yeah.
And the documentary is very interesting.
Yeah.
So if you haven't watched them, tell them you love them. Very good.
It's on Netflix.
Very sad, but good.
Yes. A lot of feels.
So it feels very much like that it's like just a scam.
Yep.
Because with that one, like, so with that one, they're not communicating.
Yes.
So like, we'll never know if they're actually saying that.
Yeah, there's no proof. Like, there's no way to find out for real if these people are communicating via the pets. So it's like, you can believe it. Like, it's like, okay, sure. Like, this is a very effective way to communicate with non-verbal people. Yeah, or you could be like,
they're completely, it's completely a scam.
Yes. Yep.
Which very I think easy to think is a either. Scam.
Yeah.
Yeah, because and it's these people that don't have like relationships with, or like it's not like their parents. Yeah. It's like these people that come in and do it for them.
Yeah, like an aide, like someone comes to the house and then helps them to like communicate, right. And then they learn to communicate on these devices. So it's very like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so it feels very much like that. So the problem I have with this whole thing is even if it is real, okay. They didn't do the study properly. So, like, even if this is all real, she did it in a scamish way. Because, so you listen to the podcast and it's all audio, right? So she's explaining all of this stuff. You're hearing the situation. She's saying basically, like, parents are put into different rooms. They're put behind dividers so they can't see each other. They're doing all these things. Then she actually wants you to see the videos. She wants to charge you $9.99, like $9.99.
Yep.
And it's literally like a pay portal. There's no like, thank you for like, there's no thank you for supporting us, like to make this an official documentary. This is going to help us. Like there's no like, yeah. It's just you pay.
Yeah.
And that's it. So once you pay, then you get all the videos for this instead of it just being an audio. So now what people are saying is like, you listen to the audio, which I've listened to an episode, and she's very much like, this person's behind the wall, blah, blah, blah. But then you see the videos and they're not.
They're sitting right next to each other.
So you're just kind of like, which you kind of get a little bit of a taste because she says that they're separated. But then in one thing, they're like, and then she touched his face. And you're like,
how did she touch her face if they're in separate rooms? Like,
yeah. So it feels very scammish that like you are listening to this podcast, kind of getting convinced of this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go watch the videos and it's something quite different. Yeah. Right? That doesn't mean that it's not true per se, but how she's going about this feels like she's wanting money from it.
No, and it's honestly, it was kind of sad too. This is the part I didn't like, is that she's preying on hopeful parents. So then they run immediately to the website, pay the $10 to watch the videos, and then they're like, wait a second, either they believe it or they don't, but then they're like, they're gonna lose hope, or they're gonna continue to, you know, maybe pay money or whatever they can do to be a part of this, to learn from this, and, you know, hope that they can do this with their own child. So it's really sad. Yeah.
The interesting thing to me is, I mean, I didn't listen to the whole podcast, but I'm so confused about how they're like, they're communicating with their parents, like based on like, so one of the examples was this, they were showing the mom Uno cards, and then a son would say what the mom saw, like, and they were not looking, but they said what the mom saw. And in my head, I'm like, if you communicate numbers or letters or different things like that, then can't they communicate via that device?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, and then like, use another system to communicate based off of those letters and numbers. Like, if that's what they can do.
Yeah. Like, if you're really nonverbal, I know physically they're nonverbal, but like, since they're doing that, can they communicate with the parents of what they want?
Yeah. I would think so. Like, that should be enough to then therefore do other things. Like, I want orange juice or in pain or whatever it is that they're trying to communicate.
Right.
Like, yeah.
The interesting thing was that all these autistic kids describe this thing called the hill. And it's this like, almost like, I don't know if it's like a dimension where it's like, almost like a grassy green hill and where they all meet.
Okay.
And apparently they all describe it the same way. And they can, like, communicate freely.
Interesting.
And I'm just like, what? Why have – be if this is true, okay, I'm not saying it's not true. This is just me speaking.
Yeah.
If this is true, why are we just discovering this?
Ooh, interesting. I don't know.
Like, why are we just finding this out that all these people are going to this thing called The Hill?
Yeah, and wouldn't she have wanted to monopolize that much sooner? Like, that this is, like, a new discovery, but then, like, forever ago, I feel like, to jump on that as a scientific opportunity.
How likely do you think that this is real?
It's so hard to say, but I'm leaning on the side of like, it's not real. Like that this is, there might be something there, right? Like this form of communication between a mother and a child of like, you know, she's saying two, like maybe something, right? Like some sort of communication with eyes or emotions or feelings, like there's something. But as far as like the whole, like going to the hill as a group and having these, like being able to share information from separate rooms of like what's on the cards and what they're feeling, I don't know if I buy all of it, especially in this.
Yeah.
Like maybe somewhere, but not in this setting of how she's portrayed it for like the sake of like a podcast and a video. I just don't know if I fully believe it.
And it like, it's like, I'm torn in the sense that like I half believe it, right? Because I think that when you have a disability, it's like blind people, their other senses are very strong.
You get heightened in other ways.
Exactly. So I think that like, you are going to have a stronger connection with your mom or maybe be able to identify each other, because it's almost like it's like even with my dad, right? My dad can't verbally communicate with my mom, but like my mom oftentimes knows what he's saying. Yeah. So like you naturally build that up. So I'm like, yes, it could be a really strong where you guys are like very in sync. I just don't know how much I believe it as like full on telepathy.
Oh, agreed. Or same with newborn babies and their mothers, right? Like newborn babies don't have a way to verbally communicate when they're in pain.
But we know.
Yeah, exactly. And then our bodies know like intuitively how to take care of a sick baby. You know, all the study they've done on like breast milk and stuff. So like there is a connection that can be made very deep between, you know, one person and someone who's not verbal. But I just like that, like you said, telepathy, I just don't know. That's just, for this scenario, I don't know how much I believe that this is like real, like backed by science real.
Like full on, yeah. And I think just they needed to do it. If they were going to do it, they needed to do it right, right? So like if you're going to take this time to do this like whole study and this podcast and all stuff, do it right. Yeah. Like actually separate them. They also talk about how like in different articles, they're like, why didn't they like ever separate them where like the mom can't see the kid?
Oh,
does it still work?
Yeah.
Like what they should have done is like, really tested this out in different situations, in different manners, and actually follow what they're saying, that they're not in the same room and all this kind of stuff, but they didn't. So it kind of feels like whatever information you give could be a little sketch.
Yes. Anyways. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, for sure.
And like you also gave this information that like they're not in the same room, they're behind walls, and then like you buy the videos and they're not.
Yeah.
So it feels like
you feel they're a little lied to.
Scamming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of people are saying that they fully got into it, believed it, then saw the videos and are like, wait.
Yeah. I could see that for sure.
It's a big controversy right now.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, surely we're going to get a Netflix documentary out of this, right?
Yes. And have you seen the website? I feel like the website's giving very not scientific, but very like, give me money and support what we're doing vibes.
$9.99
Yeah. So like it's very like a fun, bubbly website. It doesn't look anything like it's like, hey, this is here to support autistic people or here's how, you know, resources to help, you know, in nonverbal communication. Like it's strictly just here's how to purchase the videos. Here's where to sign up to subscribe to my podcast. And it's very just like, it's not giving very like scientific research or therapeutic vibes at all. Like,
yeah. Or like, when you donate the, you know, when you pay the $9.99 blank goes to fund research on, like, there's nothing
that feels good about it.
It feels like a money grab.
Yes.
It feels like a money grab.
Yeah. It's very interesting. So, we'll have to share some videos on our social media, like some like clips and stuff, because it's kind of just interesting to see like some of the videos show where the parents and the kids are. So you'll get to really kind of see how this study looked if you go back and listen to any of the podcast episodes. It's very interesting.
It is very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a wild world we live in. Like, it's like, it really is truly like you don't know what to believe anymore.
No. I mean, we just had some women fly off to space last week and now they're saying that it never happened. So it's really just like we're in a whole new world, guys. Like you got to take every day one step at a time and like take
AI?
Information
Come
in.
On.
Yeah. AI like is flipping the world upside down right now. So we just had to take information in. Like, go ahead and figure that out
with
for yourself and then do your own research with, like, real research. And then go ahead and decipher how you feel about something. Because it's just wild. Like,
no. And then if you decide that this is all fake, it's fine.
Yeah.
Even if it's real, it's fine. You shouldn't be hated on.
No.
Like, it's okay.
No, it's just so crazy. This was not on my bingo card.
Like, yeah. Okay, so have you seen a little bit more about the space thing? What are your thoughts? Did they go?
I don't know. I still think I'm like torn on like, I think it's possible that they could have gone because it is not a long trip. It's close, yeah. right? Like we've got the Virgin Airlines. They fly up there all the time. Like it's, people are going up there. And then this is not the first flight that they've had. So it's like, I don't know what I believe. Like, could this one have been staged? Certainly. But like, for what? I don't get what the purpose of staging it was when they've done it before. So it's possible. Yeah. Like Blue Origin yeah. has gone to space. So
I think, so this is my theory. Yeah. Okay. I could be wrong. I like, if you told me they officially didn't go up, I'd be like, okay, totally believe.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah. Like it checks out.
Like makes sense. I do think they did go. I do think some of it was staged though.
Okay.
So I'm in a half seas.
Yeah.
So like, why did they come down? They opened the door from the inside and then Jeff Bezos plays off like he opens. Yeah. Like this stuff is obviously all staged.
Yes.
I also think the landing could have been a little staged because I don't know. I think the videos inside are a little bit staged looking.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I think that that means they didn't go to space? No.
Yeah.
I just think that some of this stuff is a little bit staged.
Like if they try to tell us that they went to the International Space Station and stayed up there for a year, I'd be like, no, staged. I know that's not. But the fact that it's like, okay, you guys left. You know, did that all within 11 minutes and you just went up. And then they have like a bunch of videos talking about like the science of coming back down. I'm like, okay, yeah. Like it logically makes sense. It's possible. They technically are not going to be feeling ill from that because they weren't up there for very long.
Like, I do think the videos are a little bit sketchy of them going up because they're only like 3 seconds long when you see their face. And they're just like, where you would be like...
Yeah, so but they also they talked about that as well. That's a common misconception that like with lack of gravity that you're like feeling that. It's only during certain points of G that you have that sensation.
But
so that's
the
what they're talking.
Take off, you would have that.
I guess, but I feel like that's part we don't have them. Like
this video is like them literally first launching.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you would be plastered back and they look like they're just like so those are my things where I'm like, that could all be like a stage thing
to just make it look more
like,
fun,
like a video to make everything look pretty and like so cute. Yeah. Whereas maybe they did go.
Yeah.
But I felt like the production aspect of it, like I did agree that people were like, you go up to space and you guys are just like looking at the camera like, haha, look at this flower. Yo, I'd be like looking outside like, whoa, for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Like I'm not going to be looking at the camera floating in front of it. I'm going to be like doing fun flips and like staring outside the window.
Yeah. No, for sure. I agree. Yeah. So it's
like, what's the point of going to space and not doing that?
I think Katy Perry, she was going up there to reveal the launch of her new album. So that was the point of that. So when she lifts up the butterfly for herself, like that was her thing.
The daisy?
So, no, the daisy was for her daughter. And then the little butterfly thing she had all the songs that are on her new album. So when she went to raise that, the camera cut out. So then she didn't get to, she wanted, I guess, sing a part of one of the new songs. And then none of it, like technology, like, crapped out on her, so she wasn't able to do her cute kind of reveal for her new album. So like that's why her part looked so silly, because
so did she get money back?
I don't know how any of that. We gotta talk to Bezos, so be like, what happens here, because this didn't go the way that it planned. Like
I was gonna say, surely this was part of her like her whole PR.
Yeah, because to be cute for like, hey guys, I'm launching a new album, woo, like girl power. And so like it didn't work out, and so then she ended up just having the daisy for her daughter, and that was it. So I don't know.
Did you see how some of the Kardashians, I don't know who's this summer. I think Kris Jenner, I don't know who else was there, that they like welcomed them back with like an $8,000, $7,000 like purse.
No,
like,
I didn't see that.
Congrats, you went to space.
No, wow.
People are like, what an out of touch, like just the whole thing is so out of touch.
No, it is. And we just look so silly. I don't know what other people think of the whole thing, but it's just like, I think it looks silly. It's not, this isn't
the whole
what
thing
we
looks silly.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, cringe. Like this is what we're paying attention to nowadays. Like, ugh.
It's just so much out of touch in society, like of like rich people just, because I think that like, even if I'm rich, don't get me wrong,
of course,
I'm going to enjoy the finer things in life.
Yeah, there's things that I want to. If I have the money, I'm going to buy them. Of course. Like if you work hard, you deserve to get things that you want. Like, treat yourself.
Yes. But, like, some of the things they spend on and then some of the ways they, like, if I'm going to buy, I personally would never buy a $5,000, $20,000 bag. Yep. It's not my thing.
Yes, yep.
I would rather book a cruise or book like a first class flight to Paris or something than buy the bag personally. Yep. Right. But even if you do, that's something you like and you buy like the $20,000 bag, you don't need to like just be displaying it and be like, guess how much I paid, or you link it. The funniest thing for me is when influencers like link their outfit or like, oh my gosh, it's under $200 and it's a pair of jeans. Yeah. And you're like, only under $200.
Yeah. I see that all the time with, I think it's Red Door and Revolve. Whenever you see like an influencer post like a cute, they're like, this is perfect to be like a guest in a wedding. And then it's like, oh my gosh, that dress is so affordable cute. Price. Yeah. And then you go to like click on the link and it's like $399. And I'm like, not it. Like, sorry. Like, I don't know who I thought I was. Like, that I could shop here. Like, immediately X. So sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I saw this one girl and I was like, not excited because I really don't follow like fashion people and all that. But I saw this one girl that posted a few outfits from like celebrities. I was like, that's really cute. Yeah. And she's like, I found the affordable options, girl.
Yeah.
Like the affordable option was like $300 jeans. And I was like, that's the affordable. Yeah.
You're like, okay, out. Like, oopsie daisy.
Her whole profile was about like buying the affordable outfit. Yeah. And I'm like,
yep.
What? Like, is this the affordable now?
No,
like,
it's wild.
That's like, talk about rich people. This is like the Erewhon strawberry.
Yep.
Have you heard of this?
I mean, this is our next, is this instead of the Hermes bag, now we're buying strawberries? Like, this is our bragging rights now?
It is one strawberry. So Erewhon is this like rich people, at the end of the day, rich people grocery store that's only around LA, right? Yep. It's only like in California around rich people. And this is where like all the celebrities do their like specialty smoothie that costs like $25-$30 depending what you put in it. They're selling now a $19 strawberry from Kyoto, Japan, or how do you say it? Kyoto?
Yeah, you can say it like that.
Okay. Yeah. Kyoto, Japan, and it's like in this like plastic dome that looks like the flower from Beauty and the Beast. And it's supposed to be like the best tasting, sweetest, most delicious strawberry.
Yeah.
And it's $19.
I don't even know. Like, we just talked about like if we were in that tax bracket of being that wealthy.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't
buy
know
it.
If I would even buy a $19 strawberry. Like, it just sounds so ridiculous. Like,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. So a lot of people with this whole thing going on, a lot of people are like, Erewhon was just these like people that were like, what can we price things at that rich people and celebrities will pay and not bat an eye?
Yep.
And so they keep testing it with like crazy weird things like the strawberry, and it goes viral and people buy it and they make money, and they just sit back and they're like, it worked.
It's crazy though, because it wouldn't really matter. It wouldn't be a thing. It would be a flop if it wasn't for social media. So the fact that people are running to go grab this $19 strawberry is the only reason it's doing well. Like, if it was just an item on a shelf, no one would buy it.
Yeah.
Like, but it's just because of social media. So it's kind of wild to think that as well. Like, for what? Like, because we're not buying it to experience a strawberry that even some people have claimed tastes like an ordinary strawberry. So I just think it's like, no, thank you. Not for me.
I'm sure we could. I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Like, because they're like handpicked. So they, of course, find like the most perfect red strawberry. Like,
no
of course,
imperfections.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Which they're probably getting it. Obviously, we already know this. They're getting it in like some massive big pile.
Yeah. Not costing them $20 a pop.
Whichever one's not perfect, they're probably just putting it in the regular strawberries. Yes.
The ones that they serve in the little thing for you to have as a grab and go. Yeah.
But it's just wild. Like, if you're lucky to be able to get into a business that it's like a Kate Spade, or like everything's happening with this whole tariff thing, that like all these supposedly handmade bags that are like handmade by grandma in Italy.
Yeah.
That you spend, you know, $500,000. What's the one that always is not Hermes? Is the Birkin.
Oh, the Birkin. Yes. Yep.
And these Chinese dealers have been like for years being like, we make it here. These are the ones you can just buy them for $30 from
us. I love it right now. It's so good. Like, social media is doing so good with the Chinese like backdoor like factory stuff, where they're like, this is where you can buy Tide Pods, $5 for 500. And I'm just like, what? Like,
yeah, there's okay. So there's, I need to look up the website. I just found it the other day. So there's this website that like where all the shoes are made. I'm talking about Hoka, Adidas, yeah. Nike, all this stuff. You go to this website and you basically go and like, a lot of them don't have the brand name in them, yeah. but you can tell what they yes. are.
Yep.
Okay.
So you have to be able to have the patience to filter through it. Like,
but then when you get them, yeah. they are literally the Nikes because it's like the same factory yes. that they're made yeah. at. So they just like basically are scamming Nike yeah. and like putting the logo and they're like, we're making it here and we're going to sell it to you.
Yeah. That's what I've seen with the Lululemon as well. They've been doing that where they're basically like, hey, here's the leggings. We're showing you right here off of the sewing machine. And then they're like, you can get these for $10. And then they're like, this is the exact same much. And they'll show you both. And I'm just like, oh, where? What's the website? Like, so they're like dropping it's links. Wild. They're doing so good. And I'm like, get it. Like,
yeah, because
get it, China.
Like, which the tariffs haven't gone into place, right?
For some, I think they're like trickling down now. So like Temu and Shein okay. just released that like now they have to start raising prices because of the tariffs. So obviously it's happening some places. Like it's
how
taking place.
How does Temu make money? I just don't understand.
Because the quantity. Like, you have to think of how much we're
no,
buying.
But I still don't like, understand. Like it's like a whole shirt that like yeah. they – just in shipping alone, because you're paying, you don't pay for shipping. It's free.
Yeah.
It will be like $1.19. And I'm like, how?
Because then like, you have to think 500,000 people bought that shirt.
But,
so if
yeah,
they bought it for $5
are making
a pop.
No money.
Yeah, but it's mass quantities for
I'm talking
like,
about like the people that are working. That's
oh,
the
yeah,
problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know why. It's because it's cheap labor. Like they're not making. So when we make $14 an hour at Target or Starbucks or whatever the base pay is now, that's not what they're making. So like, they
it's terrible
yeah it's pretty awful but it's just it works for Americans because we love mass consumerism and fast fashion and all the things so
I try not to do like I've never ordered from Shein I've never ordered I ordered once from Temu but I didn't order clothes or anything yeah. I got literally stocking stuffers but I try not to do the fast fashion like I'm not a like I said I've never ordered from Shein yeah. so I don't know
but it's
know,
hard now
like,
because even our simple brands like the stuff that Target yeah. has and Old Navy and like Carter's
it's hard.
It's
yeah.
all still considered fast fashion it's just $5 instead of $3 so it's like it's really yeah, hard it's not hard. To purchase fast fashion anymore unless you are buying a very exclusive brand or you're buying from like a boutique
my shirt's made in Nicaragua right now
but like it's just it's so hard so unless you're spending $20 to buy a homemade t-shirt from you know Lisa down the street like fast fashion is technically difficult to not to avoid like because it's just very inexpensive
I think obviously this whole tariff thing's like super controversial and all that kind of stuff and I personally am one of those that I agree with it I know it's going to be a struggle in the beginning yeah. because whenever you try to recreate something and bring mm-hmm. something back, you're always going to go through a big struggle.
Of course.
But like
yeah.
so many people are like, I went to China because we had no manufacturers here.
Yeah.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point of all of this is they want to bring them back here.
Oh, it's going to be a huge struggle though. Cause I think a lot of people are also failing to realize that not only are the merchandise made in a country that's cheaper like China, but also the machines that make these products are also made in China. So we're having to go backwards, like double the time like because
yeah,
not only 100%. For production plus the actual product itself so I think a lot
but
of people are failing to recognize that like this is going to be a huge hurdle it's going to take time
oh it is
it's going to hurt as a consumer like we're going to pay the price for this
for
and
sure.
it's going to be scary like
I don't mind paying the price for it to be honest number one we all have what we need already in
yes.
the sense of
yeah.
like none of us need more clothes
yeah
right
so maybe
like,
it's going to
really
slow down
speaking
like the mass consumption of like buying
sure.
things like
but that's the point yeah. of all this like it's cool when you do something like this to try to fix a major problem because at the end of the day right even though it's nice on our wallets it's mm-hmm. nice that you can just order $2 shirt
of
at
course,
the end of the
yeah.
day it's a problem
yeah
not only for like labor on these people that are getting paid nothing
yeah.
but like it's a problem that like we are now over consuming because something's cheap
yeah.
we go elsewhere we're not employing people here so it's like it really trickles down to being a major problem
yeah.
And how else do you come back from this?
Yeah.
Then it's going to be a very hard comeback.
Yes. Yeah.
But like, it's also needed
yeah.
in a lot of ways for us to like really stop over consuming, bring things that are made here, create jobs,
yeah.
like bring it all back here because no other country does what we do. like China doesn't buy a ton from the US or anywhere else.
Yeah. Australia
they just do
does.
It themselves.
Australia doesn't have anything. They have to buy from everybody
yeah.
else because they're an island by themselves.
Yeah. Which I don't know why, because they really could make their
stuff. It's just different for them. They're not an industrialized. It's not like China where you have a bunch of factories like that. So they have a lot of like their little things. But like
some of these, like China doesn't, they do everything themselves.
Yep.
Like we all can get to an area where we like are growing our food and not like when you go to, you know, like Nicaragua or something, like majority of their food is made there.
Yeah.
Like they're not like my pineapples from, you know, China. Yeah. Like that's not how it is over there. Like most of their like, especially their produce and their meat is like locally sourced.
Yep.
And that's the goal, is to kind of like get that, you know, kind of being as much as possible.
Like to be a self-sufficient nation as much as possible.
Right. Yeah. Because we can't be, we're really relying on our enemy.
Yeah.
And we're fueling our enemy's money.
I mean, because it's cheap. Like, I mean, if you get down to the...
But we're fueling them to be an enemy.
Yeah. I mean, because it's cheap. Like, I mean, we don't have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to keep costs low and people complain about the economy. Yeah. So then it's just a circle. So, you know, it's going to take some time for this to kind of like settle out, and it's just going to, let's all just be nice to each other. It's going to be rough, but we'll get there. Like,
yeah, it's one of those things that you either, we can just keep going the way we're going, or we really take a big hit and try to fix it.
Yep.
And I think that's where we're at, and we'll see what happens. Yep. I haven't noticed anything different yet.
I don't think there's anything to see like today, unless you're buying a car or something.
Except
like,
the stock market did go up. That's a good thing.
Because, I mean, it was pretty bad. It's pretty easy to go up from where it was at, though.
Well, because everyone got scared of the tariffs. It sold. Now they're buying. So it's obviously not all the way back up. Yeah. But like every time I wake up and I see a little bit higher, I'm like, woo, okay, there's a win.
After our huge loss. But it's fine. We'll take the tiny win over the huge loss. Like,
I mean, I'm not too worried about it, because like my money that I have in the stock market is one of those things that like I don't plan on taking it out right now.
No, don't sell. Like, this is not a financial podcast, but sell.
No. Hang in there, guys. I'm one of those long-term people.
Yeah.
So like even if it was doing well right now, I probably wouldn't have taken it out anyways.
Yeah. And
like,
I think a lot of people are the same.
I'm going for the long haul.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's too crazy to just be like pulling out and repurchasing. So
I'm waiting for my what happened with everyone with Bitcoin to happen to me. We have a couple people from my husband's job, millionaires from Bitcoin.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And they're using their money very wisely.
Yep.
Two of them. Well, one of them that became very financially wealthy through Bitcoin is going in with somebody else. They're opening like big pediatric offices in Texas.
Oh, interesting.
And like they're making their money continue to grow.
Yes.
That makes sense. So they're using it wisely, but I'm like, can I be that person that when I bought Shiba at 0.00000012, just go up to 10 cents and I will be cruising.
Yeah.
That's all I need. Jason always says that. He's like, can this just go to like 0.04 cents?
Yeah, we're not asking for anything crazy here. We don't need big numbers.
So I have a little bit of a lot, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
And hoping one of them will just take off.
Yeah. One day.
One day. Yep. But I'm still waiting on my grandma to win the lottery. She keeps telling me she's going to win.
Come on, grandma.
She's always like, one day I'm going to pay off your house. So every time she's like, pray this ticket wins. I'm like, Mima, you still haven't paid off my house. So I'm still waiting.
Just waiting. Encouraging her to gamble just so you can be like, come on, grandma, you got this. Oh, We're all counting on you.
She has a budget. I won't say what her budget is. I know her budget. But she has a budget.
That's smart.
Every week for gambling.
That's wild. Like to be just at that stage of life, you know. It's pretty cool.
No, she's always had that budget for gambling. But it's somehow, even with her quote unquote recklessness of gambling, which isn't, I guess, reckless if you're budgeting.
Yeah.
Like she never goes over the budget, and somehow she always freaking wins money. So I don't, like, every ticket I've gotten her, no less than $8.
That's wild. Wins. Yeah. So and she at least is like winning her money back.
Yeah. And the most expensive tickets like that she buys is $5. Yeah. So like she pretty much always wins at least her money back.
That's pretty good.
Which is wild to me. Yeah. I get a ticket, zero.
Yeah. Every same. Time. I do not have luck in money for sure. Like not winning on a slot machine or bingo or anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand. Last week she was like, I won $29 on this ticket, $12 on this ticket. And I'm just like, I know it's not a ton of money.
No, you're but just like going it even, adds but, like, the, to be able to purchase it every week. Then to have that like gambling budget is it exists for her then because it's safe.
Yeah,
like it's not causing any harm. So that's good.
Yeah, and she never has debt. Never really in her whole life.
That's good.
So like she pays everything cash.
Yeah.
She shook hands to buy her house, literally.
What a wild time. Like,
and the owner held the mortgage. She didn't write a contract. Dang. They shook hands.
What a time to be alive. And here we are these days where everything is like, how about someone like hack into my email account so you can pay my bills by accident? Like, where are we at?
Like, for sure. It's always like wild that you have to like do this long process to go pay a bill. Yeah. And you're just like, please, somebody go in and pay it.
Accidentally put your credit card number in for me, please.
That's why I always had told people, like, if I ever win the lottery or won some kind of chunk of change, like, I would love to be able to pay off my close friends and, like, my family's mortgages. And people are like, how would you pay it off without them knowing? And I'm like, because I don't think you need to know much from them. Like, you don't – you would call me like, this is your person.
Yeah.
They're going to accept your money. It's not like you're taking money.
Exactly.
From
yeah. Yeah. Paying off a debt.
I like, want to pay Jacqueline Robinson's mortgage off.
Yeah.
Can you find it for me? You don't need to give me the account number.
And they're like 3-point authentication. We're going to send a code first.
Are you sure you don't want my $300?
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's fine. This is too much for you. I'll just hang up.
It's always funny how that is. Yeah. And then like something that you can use your card, it's like logged in.
Yes. It's too simple.
Whatever. Yeah. It's hopefully one day we win the lottery.
Yes. Yep. Working on that.
The first thing also we're doing not is booking buying, a cruise.
Like I don't buy lottery tickets, so it's not going well for me to win the lottery.
It's going to be that one time.
I know. Where you just like randomly are like driving. You stop at the random gas station on the side of the road. And then that's where you win the mega million. Like,
those are always the people that win. Are those like random? They like stopped in a podunk town.
Yeah, they're like, I've never bought a lottery ticket before. How do I do this? Like,
oh, you need to watch. Where was this on? Maybe it's like a 2020. Mm. Maybe it was on actual live TV. We watch that these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was this poor guy won, I think, $10 million.
That's a good amount.
And he lived in Polk County, which is like Lakeland area.
Okay.
And he like really helped out all of his, like, he was like, I just want to get a car. And he got like a used car that was like not much. I think he paid like $3,000 for it or something. And he's like, I just want a nice house. So he bought a house. And then he helped like all these people. All these people would come to him and be like, can you help me with this? And he'd be like, sure. This chick ends up like basically convincing him to like manage his money and she killed him.
So you can't trust people.
She buried him in her front yard under she then poured concrete right on top. And she was just like, no, he ran away because he was tired of all the, she had people on the run for months trying to, because they thought he just took off because he didn't want to like deal with people knowing he had money.
Yeah, because then of course everyone comes out of the woodwork and is like, hey, haven't talked to you in 10 years. How are you? And then they're like, also?
And she convinced police and his family and all this that he had taken off to get away from all of this.
Dang. And they probably believed it because they were so like, that checks out. Like for lottery
winners.
She even
had a random guy that kind of sounded like him call people to be like, I'm fine. Wow. It was really sad. Like, I was like, this poor guy. Yeah. And they said how he was, like, the nicest guy.
So, like, the money didn't change him. Like, the wealth didn't change the type of person that he was.
No, that's, he was so giving sad. His money. He was, like, gonna go broke because he was literally, like, helping people or taking advantage of him.
Yeah, that's so awful.
And I'm like, that's so awful.
See, you can't trust people. Awful.
No. You gotta, like, the first thing my grandma said is you get a lawyer before you even go and pick up your money.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think because if you get a lawyer, you're allowed to, like, hide your name or something like that.
Oh, okay. So that you're not in the newspaper when they like do small town girl. And then it's like your picture is in there. It's like, oh, no.
But this is my thing. I told Alvar. Alvar's like, people are going to find out. Like,
of course. And even in your natural network, maybe, because it would be like word of mouth a little bit. Like,
well, not even that, because I wouldn't tell.
Yeah.
The thing is, he was like, yeah, because I think publicly your name has to be. But I'm like.
Oh, yeah, because they have to announce a winner. Legally, like, because then it looks like a fraudulent, like some of those, if you read the fine print on things, like a winner has to be announced in order for it to be closed. Like,
Right. Online, I think it has to be like announced somewhere, but yeah. I still think you legally can put it in like a LLC or something. Okay. Like that's where a lawyer comes in. Yeah. Like you can legally put it into a name.
That'd
or something.
Be smart. Yeah. But, so that it's not your name just blasted everywhere. Like,
right.
Yeah.
But I told him, I'm like, how many people of your own people goes and looks up who won the lottery?
Never. I've never once done that in my entire life.
Like, never. Me either. So I'm like, I understand.
If you don't tell me, then I'm just not meant to know. And you never wanted to give me $5 for a cheeseburger. It's fine. Like, I get it.
Little do you know, you've been sitting next to a multimillionaire that made you pay half the bill.
Yes, exactly. I'm just like, you made me split the bill with you?
I know that someone would know someone in our family won money. I just would try to hide that it was me.
Yeah, just because I honestly, and I think you're the same way, I want to live a normal life. I don't want, especially what, like that example of that gentleman too. I don't want people coming.
I'm going to be vacationing even more, but.
But like not in a way that all of a sudden you wouldn't have like a Birkin bag where it's like, what? Like
no.
Either they're involved in something illegal or like.
I got this $4. Yeah. I will maybe.
So I just think it'd be one of those things like I'd be still living like normal. It would just be like, obviously, like you said, the vacations, you know, whenever we need a new car, we're buying it right away, like paying off the house, like the things that are like not going to be visibly like, oh, you're multimillionaires. It's just the normal.
I think the only
stuff.
Thing that would give it away is everyone's like getting a lump sum of money. And then I'm like, okay, guys, I'm actually moving now.
Like Albert you're like done. Yeah. Work. Yeah.
Yeah, because Albert doesn't have to work anymore. Yep. So it kind of
that would be the
obvious.
Only indicator, I think, for like the people in your network, like your family and friends. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I've been working my family up, which I've been telling them truth that like hopefully if all works well, he can retire earlier than we thought. So maybe we could kind of just we wait a little bit
and then you just disappear. And they're like, what?
Not tell anybody. Yeah. Like wait a little after everyone got the money. Yeah. Like, yo, who is this? Like who won the money?
Yeah. And then it's just like, huh.
And then we'll take off and move. But I also now like I think even more I wouldn't have social media, which I haven't been on social media. I've only been on Millennial Mom Chatter. So I think that like, no, even if I was on vacation, people wouldn't know I'm on vacation or being bougie. So that's where I would spend my money, honestly, is traveling.
No, I feel like that's like we're the same way. Our family is like all about like a good trip and stuff like that. So I think we would definitely be just hopping on planes. And that's the only way you'd be like, where'd they get up with all this money? And that'd be it.
Depending on how much money I won, if it was like $500,000 or
that's not a lot of money though.
I'm enough. Sorry, I didn't mean $500,000.
Yeah, I was like, you're not going anywhere. $500,000 that all went into the house. Like that's all gone.
We paid the debt off, and that's
That's it. You're just like cool, like normal, I guess. Like
no,
with my
$4
Amazon shirt, still like.
It would be great because like all our money would be our money.
Yes.
We'd be able to pay all our debt off.
Like it'd be like disposable income at that point then. You'd just be paying 100%. Whatever you have and then you could go on vacation. So you still would look rich. Like,
yeah. But I think if I won something like really big, like $500 million, I think, do you know what my bougiest thing would be?
What?
I really think it would be. I would get a teacher nanny.
Oh.
And when I say a teacher nanny, I mean like someone that can do school with my kids. Yeah. So like they have a one-to-one school like teacher, right? And they can travel with us.
Ooh,
so we're not limited.
Yes.
I think
what we always talk about on here when we're restricted to the school calendar because we chose to put our kids in physical school versus homeschooling. Yeah. So
I truly think I would be like a 1-to-3 student ratio.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, my kids and one teacher that can travel with us when we travel and like they can see the world and like we homeschool, but not homeschool.
Yeah. No, for sure. Just to give the flexibility.
That would be my biggest, like, that would be the person I hire, I think.
I could see that.
Doesn't that sound like a dream?
No, that does sound super nice, especially because we both still have young
kids. You have to do your schoolwork first with Anne, and then we can go.
Because we're actually going on African safari later, so I need you guys to wrap this up and get done with your worksheets, okay?
Like what is this dream that, like, you do the things you want with your husband that you maybe would not do with your kids while they're doing school with their, like, nanny
Because you
teacher.
Have someone who actually can responsibly look after them, so they're safe.
No, you're doing school in the morning, wherever you are in Italy.
Yes.
You go do your adult things without them, and then when they're done with school, we go and do things as a family. Mm-hmm. Like what a dream, guys.
Yeah,
that would be my expense.
No, that sounds super nice. I like it. I approve. That's a great idea.
So one day, guys. Yep. One day. Yep. Well, we're at our mark now.
Blabbering
we
your
like,
ears
maybe,
off like
we're like maybe we'll make this like a shorter episode.
No, we're not good at that.
it's It's fine though. But as always, rate, review, guys. It takes 1 second to do a rating. Yes. It literally is click, boom, done. And we know people are not doing that because we can see who's listening.
We can see everything. And also, please, if you are on social media, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. So please give us a follow. Go on there and like our videos. It just takes a couple seconds of your time, but we'd greatly appreciate it.
Yes. And what's new is we have video on Spotify. Yeah. So if you're listening on Spotify, you can actually watch us instead. Yep. But if you are listening to Apple Podcasts and want to watch, you can either do on Spotify or you can do it on YouTube. So yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
And we'll chat next week. Bye.